New York is the city that never sleeps. It is very busy, and it runs for 24 hours. The most famous part of New York is Manhattan. Every day, 2.5 million people travel into Manhattan for work, and every year, about 50 million tourists come here to visit. Because the city is so busy, it's difficult to get around. For many years, people didn't walk very far because the sidewalks were so crowded. They didn't cycle either because the traffic was so dangerous. They always took the subway or drove their own cars. So, for many years, a lot of people in New York didn't get much exercise. Because they were very busy, they ate a lot of bad food too. It isn't a surprise that a lot of New Yorkers were unhealthy. But in 2002, the mayor of New York City, Michael Bloomberg, decided to try and change things. He told New Yorkers to take more exercise, leave their cars at home, and eat better food. So what changed? Well, New Yorkers take more exercise now. Even in winter, there are lots of runners and joggers in Central Park. And now they can also run and walk here, on the High Line. The High Line was an overhead railway on Manhattan's west side. In 2006, it reopened as a park. It is now a great place to jog, walk, or relax. In May 2013, New York finally got a bike scheme. With City Bikes, you can rent a bike anywhere in the city for nearly $10 a day. Now, 42,000 people use these bikes in the city every day. New Yorkers also eat better now. You can still eat every kind of food in the city, but the restaurant menus tell you how many calories are in your meal, so you know more about the food you're eating. Of course, you can't change everything. Some people here still don't take enough exercise, and many people still enjoy a slice of real New York pizza. But more and more New Yorkers now enjoy a happier, healthier lifestyle.